The name of the groom was John Manley. The next morning, he got out his brushes and gave me a good grooming, then put a saddle on me. He rode me slowly at first, then at a trot, then at a gallop. As we came back through the park, we met Mr. and Mrs. Gordon. They stopped, and John jumped off.
"Well, John, how does he go?"
said Mr. Gordon. "He's a fine horse, sir," said John. "He's fast, but the lightest touch of the rein will guide him. They were shooting birds near Highwood, and a gun went off close by. He pulled up a little, but I just held the rein, and he wasn't frightened at all. It's my opinion he was never frightened or beaten when he was young."
"Good," said Mr. Gordon. "I'll ride him tomorrow."
I remembered my mother's advice, and the next day I tried to do exactly what my master wanted me to do. He was a very good rider, and when he came home, his wife was waiting for him at the door.
"How do you like him, my dear?" she asked.
"I have never ridden a more pleasant horse," answered Mr. Gordon.
"What shall we call him?"
"What about Blackbird? Like your uncle's old horse," said his wife.
"He's far handsomer than Blackbird," said Mr. Gordon.
"Yes," she said, "he's quite a beauty. And he has a kind, intelligent face. Shall we call him Black Beauty?"
"Black Beauty? Why, yes, I think that's a very good name," said Mr. Gordon. John went into the stable and told James.
"I'd call him Rob Roy," said James, "if it didn't remind everyone of the past. I never saw two horses more alike."
"That's not surprising," said John. "Didn't you know that Farmer Gray's old Duchess was the mother of them both?" So poor Rob Roy, who was killed at the hunt, was my brother. Now I understood why my mother was so unhappy when he died. John was very proud of me, and seemed to know just how a horse feels. And James was kind, too. A day or two later, I went out in the carriage with Ginger. I wondered how we would get on together, but I found it easy to trot along beside her. Merrylegs was a happy little pony, and was everyone's favourite. We were soon great friends, and I became quite happy in my new home.